Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Ultimately, you have to make shots, but like I said, they were playing some pretty solid defense and really protecting the paint with Joel back there. And it's just really continue to harp on the things that they've done well in the last few games and remind them. And, you know, don't force the issue right now. It's going to come. And, you know, we got those first few open looks because the ball was moving, and then we got a little stagnant when some turnovers happened and some physicality. They upped their physicality. So really with that, just continue to encourage them to do the right thing, not to try to take it on their own. And you know, the game will come to you. You got plenty of time left. So I think the result of trying to do too much was those turnovers or some tough shots. I think they were both 1-for-7, 1-for-5. And, you know, Embiid is a deterrent down there, protecting the paint. We got a little hesitant attacking him. Yeah. So it's on everybody, coaching staff as well, to get us in the right sets, but also our execution of what we want to get out of those. Set screens and hold those screens. You can still walk into your mid-range. If you don't want to attack the basket at that level, you can still play a two-on-one with Rob and Al and those guys sending screens and rolling it downhill a little bit.
The second hour, WEEI Late Night with KJ. Thank you so much for hanging out. Herber Hotline, 617-779-7937. Text line is 37937. That's Coach M.A. tonight after the loss in Philadelphia, 111-99. The game was not as close as the score sounds for those who saw it. So bad the shooting was in the first quarter that Philadelphia had 32 points after one. The Celtics had 35 points at the half. It wasn't even close. But I wouldn't be as tight in the chest after a three-game winning streak. But now, Justin, thank you so much for being here, working tonight. Do you see why I was so angry at the loss to the Knicks and to the Spurs? And then they kind of all run together. You got to have that kind of memory. But they then go in the three-game winning streak, right? And it's like, look, okay, the Celtics easily could have losing their first game in 8 games. But you've won 3 in a row. I'll take the 3 in a row. We haven't seen many 3 in a rows, if any, this season. And it really comes down to the Celtics need more scoring, right? Because if you know that Jalen and Jason are going to take the volume of shots, and let's just be honest, a volume of them are going to miss, I think they need to lean on Robert Williams on the offensive end just a little more. I'm just looking at tonight, and these are not horrible numbers from Tatum and Brown tonight. To me, in terms of the grander scale of things, you know, Tatum was 7-for-17 from the field. So you're like just under, you're right around 40%. Brown, a little worse. You're 7-for-18. So just that one extra shot makes it look worse. I mean, it looks worse when you're 2-for-7-for-3 and 2-for-9-for-3. Peyton Pritchard, when he got in there, he did work. But, you know, at that point, I mean, there was really not much going on to do. Like, if you're going 7-for-10 in a game where you're getting blown out, like, you're going up against the G Leaguers who are currently on the squad.
Bad news for the Celtics, though. Tatum and Brown accounted for 12 of the 20 turnovers tonight.
Well, that's going to happen when the ball's in your hand, right? I mean, if it was anybody else, those are the guys that are going to be responsible for it. You know, like I said, you know, 36% from the field for three. That's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, we've seen like, what was it? One night was 9%. It's like in San Antonio, it was 9%, I think. Or they, like I said, those losses were so disastrous and they run together. But then you look at Robert Williams, and I've always said this guy is nothing but efficiency. 6 or 8 from the field. 14 rebounds, 10 defensive. 4 offensive. 12 points. And I'm one that believes that I think at this point the Celtics need to look into how do you get Robert Williams 10 to 12 shots a game. I mean, going into tonight, the guy's got a 75% field goal percentage. That's unheard of. And doesn't take any threes, which should reward you somehow on this team. But I think they have to look at, and MA kind of talked a little bit in that little bit there about running some more high screen and rolls or pick and rolls where you can use Robert's athleticism to get to the rim. Now at a 66% free throw shooter, you're probably saying, okay, maybe like, hey, Robert, work on these free throws. We can run some plays for you because if you can get to the hole and you know they'll foul you, at least you'll know you'll be able to convert on the points. And, I mean, you could then have a legit third option on this team. I mean, there are some things that the team has improved in there, and you can see how dynamic Jalen and Jason can be when they are together. I mean, the team is 9th in the league in rebounding. Robert Williams. That was a big issue last year. And in terms of game action, everything except for free throws, it's the one area where the Seas have improved the most year to year is rebounding. Well, the average is going to go up because Robert Williams is averaging 9 rebounds a game, Tatum 8.5, Horford 7.5. Again, if you can get more offense out of Time Lord and start thinking about it, I know it's a slow integration to do it, but it may be something to consider. This may make even Peyton Pritchard even a more deadlier outside shooter when you want to put him in the game and if he's in there with a package with Robert Williams. Because now you can put Pritchard on the outside. You know, one of the Jays who might be in there as well. Run a screen and roll off of him. They could either roll to the basket. Robert can roll to the basket. Or the defense collapse and there's going to be a free man for an open shot. Stay away from number 36 when you do that. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. So, again, you move Time Lord up to averaging 10 shots a game, you may now be looking at a guy who's giving you 15 and 10 every night. And if you know that Robert Williams is going to give you 15 and 10 every night, he's already given you the 10, right? So, especially with young players when they come in the league, you're like, okay, what's the one thing that they do well and how do we maximize that while working on their game to develop the other things? You know, a lot of times guys come in, great scorers, can't play defense, rarely get on the court, right? But here you have a guy who has shown that he's becoming top-notch in the league when it comes to defense. Rebounding, doing the dirty work stuff. It's about time to start saying, look, how can we get 15 a game out of Robert Williams? You say, well, that's only like 6 more points, but that would offset 2 missed three-pointers from the Jays. So that 2-for-7 now really becomes a 2-for-6. Because Robert Williams is giving you the stuff underneath rebounding. And, you know, I've never seen a guy this late to the season, the field goal percentage of 75%. You got to get him the ball more. 617-779-7937 or the text line 37937. So I made this pontification maybe a week ago, week and a half ago, that I thought that the Celtics could go 14-3. In January, well, you know, the loss to the Spurs and that loss to the Knicks is now making it closer to like, can they go 9-5? Or, you know, or 12-5, I mean. I did not think they would win tonight's game. And even if you see how Philadelphia is built, you know, they're going to have 4 guys that are going to put points on the board every night. The Celtics are still at 2. And so, again, like I said, if you can increase the touches for Robert Williams off of high screen and roll, pick and rolls, roll to the basket, we're not asking him to take jumpers, but if that's something it feels like he can hit, or if you can see that free throw percentage going from, say, 66% to 76% very quickly, then maybe this is a guy who can hit an outside shot from the key. You have that right there. The Celtics suddenly become a very enticing team. And this is why I say there's absolutely, You hang up the phone, Brad Stevens, if anybody's calling about Robert Williams, because you get the dirty work on a rookie salary. Think about that. I mean, if this guy goes 15-10 on a rookie deal, he'll be one of the hottest guys when it comes time to re-sign, or like, don't let him go to free agency, because he'll only get better. And if that defense remains the way that it does, it's just going to continue to be fascinating. All right, still to come here on Late Night on WEEI, the Bruins have gotten hot, and the storylines have gotten hotter. This is almost a better story than Tuukka in the bubble. Is Tuukka back in the Garden? That's still to come. Plus the Patriots' big showdown with the Bills tomorrow. We'll touch on that. We'll hear from some pundits who are saying, look, I don't think the Patriots can do it, but we'd love to get your thoughts. Harbor One Hotline is 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We'll get to your comments next. Time to trend.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEI and WEI.com. Super Wild Card Weekend kicks off tomorrow with the Raiders traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals at 4:30, and your New England Patriots traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills at 8:15.
The Super Week Bills. In fact, Justin, we're going to play Super Week again in the next 10 minutes.
One thing that's not super weak for the Bills, though, KJ, if one thing they can have this. The Bills, they have no injured players on their injury report. So
physically, I don't know
healthy.
About mentally.
Yes, mentally might be a different story. They don't list that one. Fully healthy heading into tomorrow's game. As for the Patriots, they already ruled out starting tackle Isaiah Wynn and have 12 players listed as questionable. Jalen Mills is one of them as he remains in COVID protocol for the Patriots, but he still has an outside shot to clear protocols in return in time. The Celtics, the aforementioned Celtics there, well, they had their three-game win streak snapped tonight in a 111-99 loss to the 76ers in a game that was put away early, courtesy to a 28-2 first quarter run by the 76ers. The Celtics turned the ball over 20 times as the starters were pulled at the 9-minute mark in the fourth quarter.
Get Robert Williams the ball more.
The C's, well, they'll have a chance to do that as they return home tomorrow to take on the Chicago Bulls at the Garden. Tip-off is set for 8:30.
I don't have that one as one of the wins. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Bulls, what are they, 26 wins on the season? They got the embarrassing one to the Lakers.
Yeah, this might be a two-in-a-row day. This might be a two-in-a-row weekend.
Yeah, tough back-to-back. Maybe that's why the starters were pulled at the 9-minute mark, but we'll see. And finally, the Bruins will look to build on their four-game win streak. Back-to-back hat tricks for them as they take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow. Puck drop from TD Garden is set for 1 p.m. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com. More Late Night with KJ coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting you back to more EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Well, and it is pretty wide open. When we talk about athletically inclined teams, some teams have up here. An advantage here, an advantage there. So it is pretty wide open. Now, so when it's pretty wide open, and athletically, team has an advantage, but everybody also has some issues, some flaws, then I say I go to the experience. And the experience lies with Kansas City Chiefs, even though I know the Bengals beat the Chiefs, Tennessee beat the Chiefs. Teams that are in the playoffs have beaten the Buffalo Bills, beat the Chiefs. But still, I take the Chiefs because what I call here, guys, and I talked about this on our show last week, this is the playoffs. I call this the tight. You know why I call it the tight? Because every bootay is tight in the building. Every bootay in the building is tight. So I say, oh, now how do everybody perform in the midst of this tight? Coaches are coaching. Oh, everybody, let's go. We got to get it. Make sure you get extra. Get that extra. Exactly 9 yards. That's 7.5. You know, everybody's coaching tight because they know the pressure of it. How do you perform in that tight? Because it's coming right this weekend.
Talk about anatomy there, huh, Michael Irvin? On Gresham Keefe, this is WEEI Late Night with KJ. Harbor One Hotline, 617-779-7937 or the text line 37937. It's going to be a fascinating weekend of games. I don't even feel like there's any dud. Like, I think the 4 o'clock game tomorrow, it's going to be exciting to watch. And it'll be a great excuse to, like, get everybody away from my television in my home. It's going to be some great football tomorrow. All right, let's go to the text line, Justin, get some of these comments for the games tomorrow and this whole weekend getting ready for the Bills in Buffalo.
So we'll start with this one here from the 978. Said, KJ, you have no idea what wind chill is.
Who does? Who cares? Look, if it's negative 11 and it feels like that to my skin, then let's just call it negative 11. Now, I did look a little to find out, like, okay, do you realize to determine wind chill, you need two different instruments? Like, why not just a thermometer and just get it over with? What my thermometer reads, that's what it should feel like, and all this other wind chill factoring in the speed of the wind, that's stupid. Sorry.
And this one from the 508, Belichick lost it last game. McDermott was cool as a cucumber.
I didn't see that on my television. I did see Sean McDermott lose it in that first game in Buffalo, throw Brian Daboll under the bus for the most part. Boy, did he make it up to Isaiah McKenzie the second game. If that was all part of the plot ploy, good move, Dr. Evil, but he was like, yeah, he wasn't even on the roster for that game. He was a healthy scratch. So, again, the mental chaos that's about to ensue tomorrow night in Orchard Park is going to be fascinating. You've heard talk all week here on the station that, look, tickets were still available. Historically, the tickets in Buffalo have been cheap. I mean, just think of some of the TV commercials where, you know, you can get, like, a full meal for, like, I don't know, like, 2 for $7.50. That's Buffalo.
And this one from the 508 here. Why did the line move from 3 to 4.5 today? And that's in reference to the Patriots game. Is that smart money?
That could be a sucker pull, right? If people believe that the Bills are so hot and they believe the hype, this is a great way to pull it closer, because do you really believe that if the Bills do win, they'd win by a touchdown or more?
KJ, I just pulled this up on the BetQL app here. 61% yes. Of the money is on the Bills. So that's maybe why it's kind of a sharp percentage on the Bills.
It's a sucker's bet. It's because I think what Vegas knows is, and Vegas did this with the Patriots earlier in the season. Think of, like, what game was that? The Patriots, I think, were a 3-point favorite against the Saints. And I was like, why? No, in the very first game against Miami, They were a 3-point favorite. And I remember I was on the BetQL Daily Tip, which can be heard on WEEI AM 850. Where I was like, look, that is a sucker's bet. And I realized I wasn't using their terminology. It was like a bad beat. I'm like, yeah, well, most people can't dance anyway. It's a sucker's bet because they knew a lot of money would fly over to the Patriots. And I was like, the Dolphins will win that game. We were just coming off of the news of like, hey, they're taking Cam off of signs and didn't sign a backup. It's Mac's job. I was like, week one, I don't think they're going to cover the spread. So why the line moved to 4 is probably, as we've said, a lot of people are believing the Bills hype, where last hour Rob Ninkovich had mentioned when he talked to the station earlier this week, like, Josh Allen is a mistake or two away from blowing everything up. And just the mentality that's going on right now, the nervousness that you can feel in the air, that's Buffalo, that this is a franchise where in a few minutes I will replay by request Super Week to show you just how overdoing it they're doing, right? Act like you've been there before, the billboard in front of Gillette, you know, that stuff like that, that screams desperation. I'll never forget True Story Justin out. I shouldn't share this on the air, but why not? So back in college guys sometimes tend to have this idea of like, I have a girlfriend, and then I have a girlfriend that we haven't gotten over each other. And so sometimes I still go and visit them at times where my girlfriend is not near the phone. Do you know where this is going, Justin? You see what I'm saying?
I think I have an idea, yes.
You have an idea. So this ex-girlfriend who things weren't working out, but I could still come by at all times of the night, and it was agreed upon. One day, I get a text because it was in the middle of the day. You start abusing privilege at that point. I was like, oh, look, I got to go. My girlfriend's texting me, or paging me at the time, let's be honest. She said, well, your body's here with me. I was like, so? My mind isn't. The Bills' mind is all over the place because they know a loss tomorrow is virtually going to be 7 months of hell talking about how this franchise might be up. Who may want to get out of there? The governor has announced that they're not giving you a dome stadium, so it's not like you can go buy the upcoming new stadium that's going to have a dome, and now we can finally buy all the tickets for a playoff game.
Go Bills!
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Western New York is just one big shrill. It's just like your fingernails down a chalkboard. It's like, Rochester, Buffalo. Sorry. I know there's some good people there, but lake living can be hard. I mean, especially when it's like a cold lake. It's different when, you know, like, you know, it's another lake. Well, yeah, here we got the, you know, we got the beaches and the vineyard and stuff like that and the Cape and, you know. But there, it's all that's on their mind is they have to win tomorrow. Last year was feel good. Hey, we got to the AFC Championship game, but we'll be back next year. Chiefs, oops. The Patriots are good again. See, they just knew that the Patriots would not recover this soon, and it's absolutely devastated them. But ESPN's Damian Woody says, look, he doesn't think the weather's going to matter at all tomorrow night.
I don't think it's going to be much of a factor, to be honest with you. Cold is cold. You know, when I played with the Patriots, we always practiced outside in the elements. It didn't matter. Unless it was lightning, we were outside in the elements. And I think, as far as the Bills are concerned, as long as the wind's not gusting, like the first time they played up in Orchard Park, the Bills will be able to do what they do, and it's all going to come down to Josh Allen anyway.
Yeah, wind guts up to 20 miles an hour. Not like it was like the 40 and 50 from that early December game, but add 20 mile an hour winds, wind chill factor negative 10 to the teens, airport temperature zero, right? So literally just because the temperature is zero, that doesn't factor in as what it feels like and what the wind does. That's why I think advantage to Mac Jones, there's not going to be this dependency on Mac Jones to throw the ball, but Mac can throw the ball because it's not going to be 50-mile-an-hour winds, right? Balls are not going to get hung up in the air. But this Bills team, a lot is on the line here. They did not see this coming. And sometimes the things that you fear the most, the more you try to ignore them, the more they show up on your front doorstep. Right? Look, I mean, even look how the schedule played out this year for the Patriots. They didn't see Buffalo until what, week 12, 13 for the first time this season. So all those weeks of glorifying and worshiping at the altar of Buffalo, praise thee, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, praise thee. Then got that Newt Rockne leather helmet game put on you and your mental psyche just went out the window. So bad that you had to act out like a bunch of children in the return game. The Patriots were reeling a little bit off of that Colts loss. Some things needed to be figured out by the offense. Happened late in the game, but didn't happen when it needed to happen. This week, we'll see if those things are fixed. I'm one of those people that believes that, look, what we said, hey, the Jaguars game looked great. The Miami game, that was just an absolute disaster. It's like the mental thing that I'm talking about with Buffalo is kind of like what goes on with Miami, right? But even Miami will show you that, like, yeah, we just beat the Patriots again. Brian Flores, you're gone. It's almost like he gives him the Jim Caldwell firing packet, you know. Here's the packet you receive when you get fired and you've just had a winning season. Ridiculous down there in Miami. But Miami's kind of in the Patriots' heads a little bit over the last couple seasons. Despite how, well, in fairness, the last couple seasons have been so-so. You know, even Tom's last year, that just felt like a successful, painful year. Like, when is it going to be put out of our misery? We just knew. When are we going to be put out of our misery? Because we weren't going to get there. 617-779-7937 or the text line 37937. It's KJ Late Night here on WEEI. So Rodney Harrison, if there's a way that the Patriots can get it done, this is what he told Maloney and Fourier. If they get it done Saturday, this is how it will be done.
Yeah, so when you look at this game as far as, I guess, trilogies go, okay, like this is the third game. Which team do you think has to change their game plan the most? Which team?
I would say the Patriots. I would say the Patriots. And you think about, I would say the Patriots, and obviously I talked about them being more aggressive on both sides, having that more aggressive mindset. But if you look at Buffalo, Buffalo's going to do what they do. The one thing that they've added, they're kind of running the ball a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say if Josh Allen, if he's going to tuck that ball, man, you got to pound him. You got to wear his ass down. You got to hit him. You got to make him not want to run that football anymore. And if the Patriots don't have those guys, they'll be sitting at home next to their fireplaces watching next week's game, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like Rodney was saying that with his pads on. That's what it felt like. Like, I want to hit him. I could see former guys, especially those DBs, who are like, you know what, especially the safeties. They're watching Josh Allen just take off like that. They'll be like, you know what, man, I might even just take a 15-yarder just to make a statement. I don't want him to hurt. I just want him to think about it. I want him to rethink about jumping out of that pocket and thinking he's just going to run through here like it's lilies in the field. Yeah, I think if there's something that will come from the Bills, from the Patriots defense, is a turning up of some things that you're like, okay. I've watched wrestling all my life, except for now, because now it's total entertainment. But like, this is where you have a couple feet ups on the rope. You know, you don't break the count until right till the ref gets to the count of 10. You know, like, there are some things that you're going to have to do to punch that Bills team in the mouth because they're too finesse and out in the cold. You somehow have to get them, punch them in the mouth early. Even, I think, from the offensive end, I think a play-action play early on in the game, going deep, catching people asleep because the Bills are going to be so honed in on stopping Harris and Stevenson that they may get caught slipping early. And as I said, once you get Josh Allen behind, the mistakes can start to show up. 617-779-7937. Text line is 37937. KJ Late Night here on WEEI. Still to come, talking about the Bruins kind of on a hot streak and doing some good things for the NHL because they need stories. They need them. But Buffalo is the story tomorrow night. I mean, I've even heard fans complain. Like, why is the game at 8 o'clock at night and it's so cold? This is, build your team for that. Layer up, son. Plus, the rates for advertising at 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. I mean, your kid's bake sale would be able to buy advertising if that game was at 1 in the afternoon on a Saturday. You'd be going up against Jack Hanna and his animals. You know, those TV shows that have, like, what is it? Justin, what is it they have in the little corner? I.E., like, informational, educational. Like, some, one network would still be showing those. No, you put this one on in prime time. This is one franchise who has turned it around sooner than the other franchise who thought the crown was already theirs and was getting fitted for the king's robe. Hold up a minute. Your mentality may not be there. So much so, you've heard all this talk about how the Bills players going to get warm and stuff like that. Here's Bart Scott on ESPN with something absolutely amazing. I can't believe he said it.
Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I can't. I don't really have a response to that. But you played, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean?
A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels.
Can't wait. Maybe she. Well, I'm not going to go there. There's already been enough Grey's Anatomy on this show tonight.
The building is tight.
Yeah, I'm just really flabbergasted as much as Michael Irvin and Gresham Keefe talked about butts on the air.
I mean, every booty in the building is tight.
Yeah. Hey, whatever floats your boat. See, this is why I got to get away from this. But the Bills are in trouble Saturday night. And they've been doing a bunch of yapping. Justin, I put a post on Twitter. You know, the famous meme where Belichick comes out at the Lions. You know, usually people put it up when a free agent becomes available, and it's him coming out of the tunnel in the Lions game. Some people put it to Stone Cold Steve Austin's music. So I put that meme up and said, ready to get in that bison ass. Here comes Bills Mafia. Oh, with Mac Jones, the word intact is all one word. They're lucky I didn't spell Lake Erie with two E's at the front, because that's the town. I'm just saying. So, for Buffalo and Bills Mafia, I present to you a story and a song about your franchise called Super Week. Ah, Bills Mafia. Thought I was going to let you go? I told you I'd take the best thing from Buffalo, Rick James, and put it in your face for Saturday night to tell you about your franchise. They're Super Week.
The fans, they act like schoolyard girls. Trophies are for participating. And there's no winner banners in their town.
We won the AFC East.
In a stadium or a ring.
Oh, even the Sabres are bad.
It's been over 50 years and more. NFL champion takes their winning team. And you can never let their spirits down. Even though their franchise is super weak. Bills Mafia thinks they're hot now.
The franchise is super weak.
You really hate the Patriots.
And their multiple Super Bowl rings.
You always will be chasing us.
Like OJ on TV.
Call up your shrink on Monday.
Cause you'll need therapy.
Fans up tight. Pat Saturday night. Bills Mafia playoff choking. Again.
Hey! Yeah, baby, like Rick James said. Participation trophies are a hell of a drug, Bills Mafia. Putting up JV banners in a varsity sport. To be the man, you have to hold a Lombardi in your hand.
Super weak. The Bills are super weak. Super weak. Have been since 93. Wow.
You're not winners? One more time for Buffalo. Sing it, Rick. Let's do this again. Tell them how that franchise is.
Super weak. The Bills are super weak. Super weak. Happened since 93. Yow.
Talk to me when you win a Super Bowl. You're 0-4. Come on, sing it, kids. Sing along.
Super weak.
Super weak. They have no Lombardis.
Super weak.
You have no Lombardis.
My feet are cold.
Super weak.
You have no Lombardis. Super weak.
Yeah, Buffalo. The greatest thing ever to come from your town. I used it and freaked it to tell the story of your entire town. And how Bill's Mafia and the why they act the way they do. I mean, I said this true story. You know, Rick James becomes a star and everything like that, moves out to L.A., decides to move back to Buffalo pretty much to prop up the revenue there. Hey, at least, yeah, hey, Eddie Murphy came to Buffalo today to record Party All the Time. Oh, you know, the Bills suck. Nothing has changed. I have an adult child and a 10-year-old. The 10-year-old is the one who sang the children portion of Super Week. Wonderful job she did. Both of them have been born after the Bills last went to a Super Bowl. So you don't think Saturday night is probably one of the most important games in their mental psyche in the last 50 years? The Sabres already suck. That's why I said they have no banners in a stadium or a rink. You liked that one, Justin, didn't you? Super weak. They're super weak. And the way the fan base acts, that just proves it. All right, 617-779-7937 on the Harbor One hotline. Go ahead, you're on the air. WEEI.
Am I on, guys?
Yes, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay, Phil, hey, go ahead. Phil, congratulations go ahead. On your 1 year, brother.
Oh, thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
I've been listening from that first night, and then I called you that following week. And I think today, I'm glad I didn't put money down last night because I was over in Tiverton. But with about the offensive lineman on the left side,
okay,
I think that's the deal breaker right there. Buffalo's going to just beat that down and get to Mac. Or they're going to force him to only go to the right and then be waiting on him.
All right, Phil, thanks for the call. I mean, it's something to think about. But I just believe that if the Patriots strike early, the whole element of that game changes in Buffalo's mind because now they're chasing for a whole city and not just the game. Again, look how they responded to that Monday night game. They knew that everybody was watching. How bold that Belichick didn't throw the ball but three times. That says you know something and you see something from a psychological perspective that says, I'll continue to do this, including run the ball 30 straight times and still believe you will not beat us. Now, do I think you're going to see a repeat of that? No. But I think they're going to see some things and probably players pop up that, like, they may get their own Isaiah. They may get Isaiah McKenzie themselves and put him in the shock. All right, text line 37937. What you got, Justin?
So we've got this one from the 413. Pat's had a successful season already. Just to get to the playoffs is a win. Yep. Is a win-win now. Now they have to tweak the wide receiver, middle linebacker, and defensive tackle with younger players. Then they should be set for a while. What do you think?
I think they need to win tomorrow night. All that stuff can be handled later on. Am I sitting here saying, Pat's going to the Super Bowl? No, I'm not drinking that Jim Jones.
And we do have a Bills Mafia here.
Oh, they love the Super Week.
774, why don't you look up how much Bills Mafia donates to charities before you start saying that we are low class? They literally donate more than every other fan base.
I never said they were low class.
I think that might have been putting words in your mouth.
I did not say they were low class. I just said the way they act shows how they are. And I've said that here before. You know what that means? That Super Week really cut deep. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. But that's what I've said. If there's one redeeming quality, it's the best one that's humanistic in what they do for real charities. So, look, this is all kind of a bit of pro wrestling, if you will. You know, the promo of it. It's leading up to it. You know, I know what I have to. I know how big of a sword I have to swallow or fall on if the Patriots lose tomorrow. But going into it, and the other part of it is, it's more fun to do it now when they have a good team. Why do this when, you know, what was the guy's name? The kid out of Florida State the Emmanuel kid when they drafted him and put a lot of hopes on him, the quarterback, and it didn't work.
EJ Manuel?
EJ Manuel. I said Emmanuel because he was in the turf so much. It just looked his name was Emmanuel. You didn't. Emmanuel. But, yeah, there's no point in beating. There's no point in kicking the team franchise when they're down, you know. But I never used the term low class. I never said low class. I did say you will be chasing these Patriots franchise Super Bowl rings like OJ on TV. Maybe that hit a little close to home. I don't know. Take it with your chest up, son. Stick it out. Take it. I'm sorry. Maybe that was a little personal, taking a Rick James song. I mean, what if the Bills lose? Do I do it to give it to me, baby? You know, when I came home last night, you wouldn't even talk to me. Daggone Josh Allen threw three picks. I'm sorry. This has been fun. It is. But yes, I have said, just this is not the time to say it, but this I have said that when it comes to Bills Mafia, from a humanistic perspective, what they do in real time for real things that really matter, A+. But Lake Erie should still be spelt with two E's in the front. We wrap it up here next. Late Night WEEI. Sorry, the troll game is just going to be what it is.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're right back to EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Here they come. Late Night WEEI, part of the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Let that rock, Justin. That's some 02119 stuff right there, brother. Right there, Warren Street. Across from the courthouse. What are you talking about? Right there, man? What? Thank you so much for hanging out here late night with KJWEEI. 17-14, I think Pats win tomorrow. The weather will play a factor. I never called the fan base low class. Let's get to the text line here, 37937.
All right, so they may have backtracked on their words from the 774 here. I may have put words in mouth saying they were low class, but when you say how they act talking about how miserable we are, where we are, come on, we have to do something to keep it interesting. It's been interesting, but they are all blue-collar and donate more than anyone else from any fan base when they injure the opposing team's players to their charity, and they donate to the center for the blind. There's a lot of centers in there. They donate to the center for the blind when the refs call a bad game.
So there's a little bit of backhanded gamesmanship with the donation stuff, you know. But I get it. There are some things you need to understand. Like, full disclosure, I lived in Kansas City, and trust me, there are some things I do not miss about hearing you shook me all night long and thinking I wouldn't shake her at all. Like, this, but this is what they've got, and all they got is the football team. So, again, I tip my hat off to Bills Mafia, one, for listening tonight, and two, for understanding. Look, I've taken the time to understand your culture, to know that Rick James is like your greatest export. I think they're still mad about the air fryer comment about their wings a couple weeks back. They've been hawking, but that's cool. But again, thank you for listening, and continue to do great work with charitable works, because anyone who's willing to put their money where their mouth is for a good cause, I respect them tremendously. I fully understand.
And this is just an amazing comeback from the 860 here. It's plain and simple. The Patriots as an organization are the guy that gets laid just about every weekend. The Bills as an organization is the guy that has gotten laid a few times. That's all you need to know.
Well, you know, back in 93, I used to have a puffy starter jacket, and oh, boy, I used to ring them in, too. Sorry. But if there's full disclosure on a personal level, the Still family, and they're a historic black family in America, one player named Art Still, his cousin and I have been lifelong friends, and Art Still is one of the greats that played for those Buffalo teams that were very good. So Art Still is someone I personally know and I could call a personal friend, his family as well. So believe you me, some of this it's a little tongue-in-cheek. Some of it's true, but some of it's tongue-in-cheek as well. So, you know, Buffalo, say it with your chest. Say it with, they probably weren't expecting to get this type of savagery at 11 o'clock at night.
They were just ready for the game. They thought it was going to be like a pregame show.
They thought Gretchen
in.
Keefe would give them all they were going to give them and hear all the stuff. And then somebody comes up here doing a Rick James song talking about how bad the franchise has been since it's been turned on. Sorry. The Bruins have won four in a row. And if a year ago you said, hey, send Jeremy Swayman back and keep Tuca. How the mighty things have changed, where now Jeremy Swayman is back at Providence and Tuca's back. And it looks like the Bruins are definitely have clear hold of that eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. If everything just imploded right now, they're still pretty safe with the points. I'd love to see the Bruins in Tampa in an opening round match and get those stinking Lightning out of there. All right. Have a great weekend. Again, Pats 17. Bills 14. Hang out with WEEI all weekend for the real post game with the big O, Glenn Ordway. Have a wonderful night. KJ Carson at Twitter. I love you, Bills Mafia, but y'all super weak. See ya!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.